that our last Hong Kong run would be on Christmas morning, and we'd be back in Tokyo with the rest of the day to ourselves by midday, precisely.
Yes, well, I'd like to propose a very minor tweak to that arrangement, by which you can still get back into Tokyo at noon.
Yes.
And there you pick up me and a Russian yacht broker and fly us on to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
The island of Molokai, to be precise, which Mr. Alyakhin either owns a beach resort on or quite possibly just owns. It's not entirely clear.
So you want us to spend another 7 hours of Christmas Day in an aeroplane?
Look, this is in all our best interests. Mr. Alyakhin is a huge charter firm user, and if we can get on his list, then our ridiculous business, the survival of which is already as astonishing as when you go into a motorway service station and see they've still got a wimpy, might just continue into the new year.
But, Mum, what about our Christmas? At the auspicious Pig and Whistle? With turkey and pudding and stockings and a tree and mulled wine.
Yes, don't worry, we'll still do all that, but in sunny Hawaii. It'll be exactly the same, but with less sake and more hula.
Okay.
Oh, and Arthur, this is a very important client, so we'll be giving him our very best customer service, okay?
Absolutely, Mum, I'll pull out all the stops.
No, our very best customer service.
Oh, right. I'll hide in the galley and let you do everything.
Post-ruddy takeoff checks gradually completed, Captain, by a first officer who should, by all natural laws, be just tucking into his 7th Hosomaki.
Douglas, I'm sure they'll have sushi somewhere in Molokai.
I'm sure they won't. They'll have chicken Santa burgers. And pretzels.
So 12 plus 7 is 19, and 19 o'clock is... Don't tell me... 1 o'clock is 13, 2 o'clock is 14, 3 o'clock is 15.
7 o'clock, Arthur.
Oh, okay, so we still get Christmas evening.
Plus the 5-hour time difference.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't really mind. We just have our Christmas on Boxing Day. That'll be almost as good, pretty much. Nearly as good, in some ways. Anyway, I'm not all that bothered about Christmas. I think it's been over-commercialised.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
That's an interesting opinion.
It's one I've long held.
What does over-commercialised mean?
It means it's too much, it's over... It used to be under. Right. I don't know. Terry on the fire crew said it and it sounded really grown up. I love Christmas. It's my equal favourite time of year with my birthday, summer, Easter, Mum's birthday and Lent.
Oh, cheer up. It'll be round again before you know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Doesn't really matter. Excuse me, chaps. I'm just going to sit in the galley for a bit. You better not pout. You better not cry.
Douglas?
Hmm?
Just thinking about poor old Arthur. Missing out on his big Christmas. You know, his turkey pudding, presents and silly hats and so on.
Hmm?
Yes, well, I was just thinking, if we wanted, we could probably sort of... do some of those things here, couldn't we, in the flight deck?
I thought you said you were glad to be missing Christmas.
Oh, I am. No, completely. But for Arthur's sake...
And how do you propose to cook a turkey dinner at 35,000 feet?
I don't know, but we think of something, and the others seem quite doable.
Of that list, as far as I can see, all we've got are hats.
Yeah, they're not very silly ones.
Yours is quite silly.
Look, I keep telling you, I didn't ask for extra. It's just the standard amount of gold braid they put on a captain's hat.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Well, anyway, what do you think? Fancy a flight deck Christmas?
I think it's an utterly stupid idea for two reasons, one of which is obvious, and the other of which is that Arthur is 29 years old.
Past the time, though.
Oh, go on, then.
Arthur, can you step into the flight deck?
So, what exactly is it your company does, Mr. Alyakhin?
We sell yachts.
Oh, what sort of yachts?
Massive yachts.
To whom?
To people who do not have massive yachts. Or more often to people who do have massive yachts, but who would now like another yacht even more massive. Or newer. Or less sunken.
And you use a lot of private air travel?
Every spring we are more or less constantly flying clients out to Antibes.
Well, I do hope this spring...